Leaving while pregnant, he goes crazy. Chapter 61. After leaving the ward, Adrian took Eva away, and she struggled hard to free herself from him. Adrian, what are you doing? Adrian was staring at her. Let's go back now. Eva furrowed. Didn't you see how Grandma Blackwood looked just now? She wants to leave the sanatorium. She doesn't want to stay here. After that phone call, Eva speculated that Granny Blackwood must be worried about causing trouble for her loved ones if she stayed at home, so she had to stay in the sanatorium. She wanted to go back, but she didn't dare. Eva felt frustrated. She visited her every weekend, but she hadn't noticed her grandmother's feelings. If she had known earlier, and brought her back home to take care of her, would Grandma have collapsed before the surgery today? I know. Adrian's voice was low. But as you saw, she's emotionally against it. She's angry at me. Thinking of something, Adrian added, not at you. Hearing this, Eva froze. Indeed, earlier when Granny was speaking angrily, it was all against Adrian. She had spoken to Eva kindly and gently. Thinking of this, Eva felt even more heartbroken. Granny was clearly in a bad mood, yet she restrained her emotions when facing Eva. So, let her calm down tonight. We go back, pack our things, and come to pick her up tomorrow. Eva thought for a moment and realized that Adrian was right. However, she also worried that Adrian would have nightmares and it would put pressure on Granny, who remained alone. Thinking of this, Eva suggested, can't we bring her back tonight? Tonight? Yes, it's still early now. Let's go back, ask the servants to clean up, and then tell Granny that we'll come to pick her up in 2 hours. Do you think that's okay? 2 hours should be enough for her to calm down. Upon hearing this, Adrian thought for a moment and found it feasible, nodded. All right. Then let's go tell Granny now. After Eva finished speaking, she couldn't wait and turned to tell Granny. After Eva and Adrian left, Granny Blackwood sat alone by the window sill, staring blankly at the moonlight. Suddenly, she heard familiar footsteps. Before she could react, she saw Eva standing in front of her, joyfully saying, Granny, we'll go back first and have the servants tidy up the room, and then we'll come to pick you up in 2 hours. Please wait here for us. After saying this, Eva didn't care about Granny Blackwood's reaction, and immediately turned around to leave. Before leaving, she instructed the nurse to take good care of her, and then left the sanatorium with Adrian. On the way back, Eva felt excited, because they were going to bring Granny back home to take care of her. She started thinking about how to decorate the room, asking Adrian various questions along the way. Adrian calmly responded, stopping at a red light and glancing at her. Seeing her excited, he thought of the divorce between the two of them. But looking at her reaction, she should have already put the divorce out of her mind. Oh, by the way, it might be inconvenient for Grandma to go up and downstairs. Should we let her to stay on the first floor? Adrian nodded. You can call in advance to have someone prepare that. Okay. After all, it would take nearly an hour to get back home from here. So Eva made a call back. Upon learning that Granny Blackwood was going back home, the housekeeper immediately sent the servants to tidy up the rooms. Although it was nighttime, for the Blackwood family, there were too many brand new sheets and covers in the house. The servants didn't have much work to do every day, so even the new sheets were all aired on the same day or the day before, making them look new. So tidying up was not troublesome. After Eva finished her instructions, she hung up the phone. Adrian's phone immediately started ringing again. The catchy ringtone sounded abruptly in the enclosed car. Eva smiled, but when she heard this ringtone, she paused momentarily, and then the smile gradually faded away. Leaning back in her seat, she turned to look out the window. There was no other sound in the car except for the ringtone. The cozy atmosphere suddenly vanished, and Adrian also noticed that. He glanced at Eva from the corner of his eye and said, "Eva, please answer the call for me." Upon hearing his words, Eva paused for a moment, then refused, "You answer it yourself. I'm driving. You can stop the car by the road and answer it." Adrian laughed at her words, "Is it so difficult for you to answer it for me?" "No." Since things were already like this, Eva didn't mind and said directly, "But I don't want to help you." Seeing her domineering appearance, Adrian wasn't surprised. There happened to be a temporary parking place ahead. Adrian drove the car over and stopped. After looking at her fixedly for a while, he said, "I owe you, really." After saying that, he took out his phone. Seeing the caller ID, he said, "It's my mother calling." Upon hearing this, Eva, who was originally indifferent, suddenly straightened up a bit and subconsciously asked, "How can it be?" The phone rang for too long, and the ringtone automatically stopped. Adrian's eyes fixed on her fair and beautiful face, his voice deep, "Who do you think is it?" Eva turned around, changing the subject, "Well, you should call her back quickly." Adrian didn't continue and called his mother Margaret back. The call was quickly answered by Margaret. Adrian had put the call on speakerphone, so the sound echoed in the car. "Little Adrian, your father and I just got off the plane and we're heading to the nursing home. How is your grandmother? Has she had the surgery?" "She didn't take the surgery." Adrian briefly recounted what had happened today, then furrowed and said, "Don't you think you're coming too late?" "Sorry, little Adrian. We had some delays during the trip. Adrian's mother, Margaret, has been very busy lately. She had to undergo surgery earlier than expected, so both of them had to postpone their work and rush back." Thinking Adrian and Eva at home in China, she believed that there wouldn't be any problem. However, this time, she was wrong, and she promises that she won't make the same mistake again. Margaret appears to be a strong-willed person to others. But when it comes to her family, she is gentle. If you don't know her well, you would think she is always soft and weak, both outside and inside the family. It was the first time Eva witnessed such a contrast in the Blackwood family, and she was astonished. A woman who is known for her assertiveness outside is docile like a lamb in front of her family. Initially, Eva didn't understand why someone would have two different sides, but when she saw Margaret calm down Adrian's irritable father instantly, she finally understood. Adrian's mother is intelligent and cares deeply about her family. Their marital relationship is also very good. In her understanding, apologizing to her husband, children, or elders does not relate to winning or losing. Eva admires this mindset. Unfortunately, in front of Adrian, she couldn't learn it. And she and Adrian are not truly husband and wife. Chapter 62. This is between me and her. Adrian was quickly won over by his mother's warm and gentle words. "All right, tonight Eva and I will bring her back home. You guys don't have to go to the nursing home anymore, just go home," Adrian said. "Bring grandma back home." Margaret seemed a bit surprised upon hearing this news and then asked, "Is Eva with you?" Adrian didn't say whether she was or not, he just winked at her. Since the phone was on speaker, she could hear everything herself. So Eva called out to Margaret, "Mom." Upon hearing that, Margaret immediately let out a tender laugh and said, "Oh, so you're here too, little girl. Thank you for taking care of Grandma. It doesn't matter. Thank you for your concern, Mom." Although Margaret didn't treat her as well as Granny Blackwood did, she still had proper manners. Margaret had never scolded her, and when she found out that they were getting married, she was just slightly surprised. "I didn't expect you guys to be together so soon. I thought it would take a long time for someone to know their own feelings." And then she agreed. At the time, Eva didn't really understand what Margaret meant by saying that. What does it mean to know one's own feelings? Eva thought that Margaret probably misunderstood and thought Adrian liked her, so she said that. And because she was only pretend married to Adrian, she didn't do well on it. Well, since Grandma has you two taking care of her, your dad and I are relieved. It's late today, so we won't bother you. Let's all have dinner together tomorrow. Okay, Eva agreed. After that, Margaret said a few more words to Adrian and hung up the phone. Both of them were quiet on the way back. It wasn't until they were almost home that Eva turned to Adrian, "You're going to be disappointed." "Adrian?" Caught off guard by her words, Adrian was confused. Eva said casually, "Grandma's surgery has been postponed, and the divorce will also be pushed back." Upon hearing this, Adrian's hand holding the steering wheel froze. He pursed his lips and spoke in a cold tone. According to the original plan, it wasn't supposed to be now anyway. Grandma was in good health, so the surgery shifted 2 weeks earlier, and their divorce date was also brought forward by 2 weeks. Now that Grandma can't have the surgery, the date can only be pushed back, which doesn't deviate from Adrian's original plan. Besides, given Grandma's condition, Adrian had already made various plans. Eva responded with an "oh" and then said, "Is that okay? How are you going to explain it to Vivian?" Adrian furrowed slightly. "This is between me and her." Upon hearing that, Eva curled her lips and said, "You're right." When the car arrived at home and Adrian hadn't even parked the car, Eva got out of the car directly and slammed the door shut. "Adrian." The butler had heard that the two were going to pick up Granny, so he happily came out to greet them when he heard the car, but what he saw was Eva walking past, deadpan, followed by Adrian with a black face. It took the butler a while to recover himself, then he touched his forehead and mumbled, "What's happening again these days?" Eva went directly to the first floor to tidy up Granny's room. The servants were fast, and they had already changed the sheets after her phone call. The house was usually cleaned, so other than changing the sheets, there was no need to do anything else. "Madam, the room for Granny is almost ready. Please let me know if you need." Eva looked around and was quite satisfied. "Bring in some green plants. Change the color of the curtains to something elegant, and add some sleep-inducing fragrance." The servants nodded and went to work. Over an hour later, the two of them set off to the sanatorium to pick up Granny Blackwood. During the 2 hours of waiting, when her grandson and granddaughter-in-law told her they would bring her home, Granny Blackwood was full of joy and complexity. She was happy to finally leave the sanatorium, but she felt complicated because of her current condition. It seemed like she would only cause trouble for them if she went back. After all, no matter how well prepared the house was, it was not a sanatorium. They would inevitably put more effort into taking care of her. However, before she could ponder for long, she heard the voice of a nurse. "Granny Blackwood, Adrian and the madam are here to pick you up." Upon hearing this, Granny Blackwood instantly became a little nervous. But the two nurses were happy and smiled, saying, "Granny Blackwood, we've packed your belongings for you." Granny Blackwood didn't have much, and everything was packed in 2 suitcases. She was somewhat worried and wanted to speak, but Eva and Adrian had already walked in. "Granny." Seeing that the two nurses had already packed the luggage, Eva instinctively said to Adrian, "You go carry Granny's luggage." Adrian raised an eyebrow but didn't refuse. He walked over and took the luggage in his hands. Eva went forward to push the wheelchair. "Granny, your room has been prepared by the house staff. You can rest when we get there. Did you have time to freshen up before we left?" Granny Blackwood shook her head. She was too anxious and didn't even have the mood to take a shower. "It's okay. You can shower once we get home." After saying that, Eva didn't give Granny Blackwood a chance to think about anything else. She pushed her wheelchair outward, exchanging a glance with Adrian. Adrian stood in place and couldn't help but slightly curled his lips, Then he picked up the luggage and followed. Granny Blackwood and Eva sat in the back seat of the car. Although it was late at night, Granny Blackwood was too restless and couldn't sleep. However, her eyes are eagerly looking at the constantly retreating city scene outside the window. Eva saw the longing on her face. Indeed, no matter how high class the sanatorium is, staying there for a long time can make people feel scared and bored. Eva held her arm and leaned gently on Granny Blackwood's shoulder, whispering, "I'll take you to the supermarket in a few days." Granny Blackwood was pleasantly surprised. "Can I go to the supermarket? I'll ask the doctor in advance. I think only going for 1 or 2 hours should be fine." Granny Blackwood didn't say anything more, but Eva could feel her mood improving. The atmosphere in the car became much better. Eva originally thought that this good atmosphere could last for a long time, but little did she know that when the car approached the gate of the Blackwood family mansion, she saw a familiar and slender figure in the distance. It was Adrian. That person still insisted on wearing a white dress and stood at the gate, communicating with the security personnel. Afterwards, the security personnel noticed something and pointed in their direction. The slender figure turned around and looked over. The car lights shone on Vivian's beautiful face, clearly illuminating her features. Eva thought of Granny Blackwood beside her, and her heart instantly tightened. "Who is that girl? She seems quite familiar." Chapter 63. A Stranger. Eva's heart missed a beat, and for a moment, she didn't know how to respond to Granny Blackwood. She shifted her gaze towards Adrian. They both saw Vivian in the back seat, not to mention Adrian, who was driving in the front. Moreover, Vivian was someone he liked, so he should be more concerned. As expected, in the next second, Adrian slowed down the car and stopped in front of the villa. As soon as the car stopped, Vivian walked around to the driver's seat with her bag in hand and extended her small hand to knock on the window. The car window rolled down and Vivian smiled charmingly, her voice gentle. "Adrian, you're back. How is Granny Blackwood?" "Sorry, even though you told me not to worry, I still wanted to come and ask in person." After speaking, Vivian casually glanced towards the back because she didn't see Eva in the passenger seat and guessed that she must be in the back seat. While still feeling proud, she noticed there were two people in the back seat. One was Eva, and the other. When she realized who it was, Vivian's face changed drastically. "Granny Blackwood. How could she be here?" Vivian had originally wanted to show off and assert her dominance, but all those thoughts disappeared. The smile on her lips froze for a moment, and she didn't know if her words just now would make Granny Blackwood misunderstand or affect her and Adrian's progress. While her face was bewildered, Granny Blackwood was also observing her with a look of doubt in her eyes. Eva calmly explained, "Granny, don't you remember her? She's Vivian, the one who saved Adrian when he was a child. She's Adrian's savior." Upon hearing this, Granny Blackwood finally understood. "So, it's you. You've grown up so much. I didn't recognize you just now. Please don't be angry with me." Once she knew who Vivian was, Granny Blackwood's tone became gracious and treated her like a savior. Vivian shook her head with a smile. "Granny Blackwood, how could you say that? I would never be angry over such a trivial matter. Speaking of which, it's my fault for not coming to visit you for such a long time. I was really busy studying abroad before. I hope this doesn't make us distant, Granny Blackwood. I asked Eva about your situation before. I didn't expect to see you so soon." Vivian glanced at Eva and was about to say something when Adrian raised his chin, "Get in the car. Let's talk inside. The weather now is too cold outside," and she was only wearing a thin dress, standing in front of Adrian. In the wind, their faces were turning pale from the cold. It was heart-wrenching to see. Vivian smiled and shook her head, her nose red. "It's too late. I won't go in. It's not very convenient, and I mainly came to see Grandma after her surgery. Since Grandma is fine, I can safely go back. She didn't get on the car, but instead stood in the cold wind, enduring the cold. Eva looked at her, deep in thought, as she noticed Vivian wearing only a white dress. Ever since she saw Vivian's real character that day, she didn't believe that Vivian coming out like this was a coincidence. Eva guessed that Vivian must have been anxious after hearing that she and Adrian couldn't divorce temporarily, so she didn't hesitate to run over here. However, Eva didn't expect to run into Granny Blackwood here. She was just leaning against the window, talking intimately with Adrian. Eva was now too lazy to care about the two of them and only hoped that the situation wouldn't affect Grandma. In times like this, Adrian would definitely not leave her alone here. But if Vivian were to ask him, Eva was afraid that he would reveal the truth, so Eva took the initiative and said, "It's not too late, we should get in the car first. Grandma went home today. Let's sit inside for a while, and I'll have the driver take you back later." She invited Vivian in a calm tone. Vivian glanced at Eva, obviously not expecting her to take the initiative, but she quickly figured out why and nodded. "Eva, thank you," said Vivian. After speaking, she went to the back seat and opened the door. The three of them were all slim, so there was no problem sitting in the back seat. Since Eva had been sitting next to Granny Blackwood after getting in the car, her seat was in the middle, leaving a large space beside her. After getting in the car, Vivian greeted Granny Blackwood with even more enthusiasm. Eva was relieved to see that she didn't sit in the passenger seat. Fortunately, Vivian was clever enough. "Vivian, thank you for making a special trip for this old lady," Granny Blackwood said politely to her as they whispered to each other. The car drove into the villa and stopped in the garage. The butler had pushed the wheelchair out in advance and prepared it. As soon as the car door opened, Adrian came over and carefully picked up Granny Blackwood, placing her in the wheelchair. After Vivian got out of the car, she watched Eva naturally go to push the wheelchair. The whole family seemed to be in harmony, and her hands involuntarily clenched the delicate hem of her dress. But soon, she figured out what was going on and regained her smile, following behind them. The butler and the servants were happy to hear that Granny Blackwood was coming back, so they greeted her at the door. However, when they saw Vivian, an unexpected guest, standing beside the family of three, their expressions froze and many exchanged glances. But before they could react, their expressions quickly returned to normal as they greeted everyone. "It is well a servant of a rich family," so when Granny Blackwood approached, they all returned to their usual state. "Welcome back, madam." Everyone put on a warm display, and even prepared a short performance that they immediately showcased for Granny Blackwood. Granny Blackwood had seen all kinds of performances before, even national and world-class ones, before she entered the nursing home. But after spending a long time in the nursing home, everything became boring. So now, seeing a few servants performing a small show, she surprisingly found it very interesting. Eva stood by and saw the uncontrollable joy on her face, and her cherry-colored lips curled up as well. This scene made Adrian blink slowly, and after a moment, his mouth also curled up, as he asked Eva in a low voice, "Did you arrange this?" Upon hearing that, Eva instinctively shook her head and said, "No, it should be the butler's arrangement." "Well." Adrian looked at Granny Blackwood's cheerful appearance and felt quite delighted himself. "He is quite thoughtful. Don't underestimate him. Do you think just anyone can be the butler of the Blackwood family?" Adrian didn't respond, but smile revealed his emotions. Vivian was already behind them, keeping her distance on purpose so as not to reveal herself in front of Granny Blackwood. But even so, she could still hear Adrian and Eva speaking quietly. The attractive appearance of the two of them, as well as their matching dark outfits today, made them seem like a perfect couple, as if they were meant to be. And she, like an outsider, stood by the side, feeling lost. Vivian finally bit her lip and her eyes flashed with resentment. Chapter 64. After the performance, everyone went inside the house. The butler had prepared a meal for Granny Blackwood in the kitchen, strictly following the standard lines, but because it was getting late, Granny Blackwood ate very restrained and put down her spoon after a few bites. "Thank you all for your kind gestures." Afterwards, Granny Blackwood prepared to freshen up, and Eva wanted to help but was gently patted by Granny Blackwood. "What help do I need? It's just freshening up. I'm not really incapable of showering myself," Granny Blackwood said. Eva wanted to say something more, but Granny Blackwood had already turned her head towards Vivian and whispered, "Vivian, it's getting late. Why don't you stay here tonight? Let Eva call the household staff to prepare a guest room for you." Vivian, who had been absent-mindedly eating, was suddenly called out and immediately shook her head, saying, "Thank you, Granny Blackwood. But it's not quite appropriate for me to stay here." Granny Blackwood said, "Why not appropriate? We have plenty of guest rooms here. It's not difficult to prepare. Besides, you are a great benefactor to the Blackwood family, so feel free to stay." She had said these words and Vivian didn't feel it was right to refuse anymore. And deep down, she actually wanted to stay. If she stayed here, she would be closer to Adrian. Before she could speak again, Eva smiled faintly and said softly, "Uncle Butler, find a few people to help Miss Morrison tidy up the room." The butler could only nod helplessly and said, "As you wish, madam." Throughout, Adrian had remained silent in his seat. After everyone dispersed, the remaining few people in the living room were just the three of them. The remaining servants, who felt the subtle atmosphere, left as well. Once there were no other people around, Vivian glanced at Eva and then turned back to Adrian, asking softly, "Adrian, would it be all right if I stayed? Or, should I just go back?" Eva, seeing that she said she wanted to go back but didn't move, remained seated. Adrian, with no expression on his face, said lightly, "It's fine for one night." Then, Vivian turned to Eva, "Eva, you wouldn't mind me staying, would you?" Eva hesitated. She didn't expect Vivian to bring the question to her after asking Adrian. Vivian knew there was no way Eva could say she minded, but Vivian still asked in a strange tone. Upon realizing this, Eva tugged at her lip, appearing at ease and graceful, "Of course not. I would be happy for you to stay." She finished speaking and even tilted her chin, asking, "Do you need me to spare the room for the night?" Listening to this, Adrian, who was originally expressionless, frowned deeply and looked at Eva with cold eyes. Vivian was taken aback and it took her a while to speak awkwardly, "Wh, what do you mean?" Eva casually flicked her long hair with her finger and relaxed her posture, the literal meaning, "Miss Morrison. Take your time to think, and you'll understand." After saying that, she stood up directly, too lazy to continue pretending, and left with a remark, "Call me if you need anything. I'll cooperate." And then she left. Adrian watched her departing figure, his face suddenly turning cold, while Vivian sat there dumbfounded, never expecting Eva to say such words. She had only wanted to provoke Eva, but she never expected her to say something like that in front of Adrian. Vivian looked at Adrian with a pitiful expression, "Adrian, did I say something wrong just now? I'm sorry. I didn't know she would get angry. Maybe I should go back." After speaking, Vivian stood up in a hurry, stumbling and rushing towards the exit. When passing by Adrian, her arm was grabbed by him, and he furrowed and said, "I told you to stay, so stay. You don't have to care about what she says." "But, sir, Miss Morrison's room has been prepared." The butler suddenly ran over from a distance and interrupted. "What? The room has been prepared?" Vivian looked at the butler in surprise. They had just left a few minutes ago, how could it be prepared so quickly? Did they really clean it properly? Yes, Adrian didn't pay attention to this at the moment. He lowered his head and said to Vivian, "Go to your room with the butler. It's late. Get some rest." After speaking, Adrian walked quickly towards the direction Eva left. Adrian. Vivian's call went unheard, leaving her with a cold back. Vivian stood still, feeling a bit resentful. She resented Eva's inexplicable words just now, but before she could think about it, the butler's cold and mechanical voice sounded again. "Miss Morrison, would you like me to take you to the guest room?" Although she was dissatisfied with his attitude, Vivian had no choice at the moment and could only force a smile, "Thank you, Uncle Butler." But who knew that the butler seemed to ignore her words, turned around without expression, and walked forward. Vivian had to suppress her dissatisfaction and quickly followed. After Eva went upstairs and returned to her room, she closed the door and entered the bathroom. She leaned on the wash basin, looking at herself in the mirror. Well, when she spoke those words just now and saw the astonished look on Vivian's face and the expressionless face of Adrian, she felt quite satisfied. Indeed, magic can defeat magic. Isn't Vivian playing with her emotions? Then she can also use such a method, play with her emotions and go back without getting angry at all. Pretending to be pitiful and acting generous, who can't do that? In the midst of contemplation, the bathroom door was pushed open by someone. Eva was startled and turned her head to see Adrian walking in. He was tall with long legs, and the spacious bathroom instantly became narrow when he entered. Seeing him, a slight frown formed on Eva's forehead. Adrian stared at her with deep eyes and his voice was icy, "What did you mean by what you said just now?" Eva shrugged, "It's just to fulfill your wishes. What else could it mean?" Upon hearing her words, Adrian's frown deepened and the pressure around him noticeably decreased. Eva wanted to leave because she didn't want to stay in the same space with him. But since Adrian was blocking the doorway, she couldn't go out, so she said, "Please move aside." Adrian didn't react and stood there like an iceberg. Eva furrowed and squeezed through a gap on the left. But as soon as she walked past, Adrian suddenly moved, quickly tilting his body in that direction to block her. "Eva." She looked up at him speechlessly and then went around to the other side. However, Adrian followed her and blocked her path on the other side, not allowing her to leave. After several attempts like this, Eva finally lost her patience and angrily raised her head at him, "What exactly do you want to do? If you're so idle, why don't you go find your—" Before she could finish her sentence, Adrian suddenly grabbed her shoulder and pushed her against the cold and hard bathroom wall. Chapter 65. After the performance, everyone went inside the house. The butler had prepared a meal for Granny Blackwood in the kitchen, strictly following the standard lines, but because it was getting late, Granny Blackwood ate very restrained and put down her spoon after a few bites. "Thank you all for your kind gestures." Afterwards, Granny Blackwood prepared to freshen up, and Eva wanted to help but was gently patted by Granny Blackwood. "What help do I need? It's just freshening up. I'm not really incapable of showering myself," Granny Blackwood said. Eva wanted to say something more, but Granny Blackwood had already turned her head towards Vivian and whispered, "Vivian, it's getting late. Why don't you stay here tonight? Let Eva call the household staff to prepare a guest room for you." Vivian, who had been absent-mindedly eating, was suddenly called out and immediately shook her head, saying, "Thank you, Granny Blackwood. But it's not quite appropriate for me to stay here." Granny Blackwood said, "Why not appropriate? We have plenty of guest rooms here. It's not difficult to prepare. Besides, you are a great benefactor to the Blackwood family, so feel free to stay." She had said these words and Vivian didn't feel it was right to refuse anymore. And deep down, she actually wanted to stay. If she stayed here, she would be closer to Adrian. Before she could speak again, Eva smiled faintly and said softly, "Uncle Butler, find a few people to help Miss Morrison tidy up the room. The butler could only nod helplessly and said, "As you wish, madam." Throughout, Adrian had remained silent in his seat. After everyone dispersed, the remaining few people in the living room were just the three of them. The remaining servants, who felt the subtle atmosphere, left as well. Once there were no other people around, Vivian glanced at Eva and then turned back to Adrian, asking softly, "Adrian, would it be all right if I stayed? Or, should I just go back?" Eva, seeing that she said she wanted to go back but didn't move, remained seated. Adrian, with no expression on his face, said lightly, "It's fine for one night." Then, Vivian turned to Eva, "Eva, you wouldn't mind me staying, would you?" Eva hesitated, she didn't expect Vivian to bring the question to her after asking Adrian. Vivian knew there was no way Eva could say she minded, but Vivian still asked in a strange tone. Upon realizing this, Eva tugged at her lip, appearing at ease and graceful, "Of course not. I would be happy for you to stay." She finished speaking and even tilted her chin, asking, "Do you need me to spare the room for the night?" Listening to this, Adrian, who was originally expressionless, frowned deeply and looked at Eva with cold eyes. Vivian was taken aback and it took her a while to speak awkwardly, "Wh, what do you mean?" Eva casually flicked her long hair with her finger and relaxed her posture, the literal meaning, "Miss Morrison. Take your time to think, and you'll understand." After saying that, she stood up directly, too lazy to continue pretending, and left with the remark, "Call me if you need anything. I'll cooperate." And then she left. Adrian watched her departing figure, his face suddenly turning cold, while Vivian sat there dumbfounded, never expecting Eva to say such words. She had only wanted to provoke Eva, but she never expected her to say something like that in front of Adrian. Vivian looked at Adrian with a pitiful expression, "Adrian, did I say something wrong just now? I'm sorry. I didn't know she would get angry. Maybe I should go back." After speaking, Vivian stood up in a hurry, stumbling and rushing towards the exit. When passing by Adrian, her arm was grabbed by him, and he furrowed and said, "I told you to stay, so stay. You don't have to care about what she says." "But, sir, Miss Morrison's room has been prepared." The butler suddenly ran over from a distance and interrupted. "What? The room has been prepared?" Vivian looked at the butler in surprise. They had just left a few minutes ago, how could it be prepared so quickly? Did they really clean it properly? "Yes," Adrian didn't pay attention to this at the moment, he lowered his head and said to Vivian, "Go to your room with the butler. It's late. Get some rest." After speaking, Adrian walked quickly towards the direction Eva left. "Adrian." Vivian's call went unheard, leaving her with a cold back. Vivian stood still, feeling a bit resentful. She resented Eva's inexplicable words just now, but before she could think about it, the butler's cold and mechanical voice sounded again. "Miss Morrison, would you like me to take you to the guest room?" Although she was dissatisfied with his attitude, Vivian had no choice at the moment and could only force a smile, "Thank you, Uncle Butler." But who knew that the butler seemed to ignore her words, turned around without expression, and walked forward. Vivian had to suppress her dissatisfaction and quickly followed. After Eva went upstairs and returned to her room, she closed the door and entered the bathroom. She leaned on the wash basin, looking at herself in the mirror. Well, when she spoke those words just now and saw the astonished look on Vivian's face and the expressionless face of Adrian, she felt quite satisfied. Indeed, magic can defeat magic. Isn't Vivian playing with her emotions? Then she can also use such a method, play with her emotions and go back without getting angry at all. Pretending to be pitiful and acting generous, who can't do that? In the midst of contemplation, the bathroom door was pushed open by someone. Eva was startled and turned her head to see Adrian walking in. He was tall with long legs, and the spacious bathroom instantly became narrow when he entered. Seeing him, a slight frown formed on Eva's forehead. Adrian stared at her with deep eyes and his voice was icy, "What did you mean by what you said just now?" Eva shrugged, "It's just to fulfill your wishes. What else could it mean?" Upon hearing her words, Adrian's frown deepened and the pressure around him noticeably decreased. Eva wanted to leave because she didn't want to stay in the same space with him. But since Adrian was blocking the doorway, she couldn't go out, so she said, "Please move aside." Adrian didn't react and stood there like an iceberg. Eva furrowed and squeezed through a gap on the left. But as soon as she walked past, Adrian suddenly moved, quickly tilting his body in that direction to block her. "Eva." She looked up at him speechlessly and then went around to the other side. However, Adrian followed her and blocked her path on the other side, not allowing her to leave. After several attempts like this, Eva finally lost her patience and angrily raised her head at him, "What exactly do you want to do? If you're so idle, why don't you go find your—" Before she could finish her sentence, Adrian suddenly grabbed her shoulder and pushed her against the cold and hard bathroom wall. Chapter 66. Adrian furrowed, his dark eyes emitting a cold light. The pressure was so heavy that Eva thought he was about to do something again. He turned and left. Eva let out a sigh of relief, but couldn't help but mockingly curl her lips. Vivian stood outside the door, anxiously twisting her 10 fingers together. If she hadn't misheard earlier, Adrian's voice sounded quite irritable. Irritable as if something important had been interrupted. This state made Vivian extremely worried. And even knowing who knocked the door, Adrian still hadn't come to open the door for a long time, further unsettling Vivian. What is he doing in the room? Why hasn't he come to open the door for so long? Vivian's mind was in chaos, and finally, the door in front of her opened. She raised her head abruptly to look at Adrian, carefully looking at him. He was still wearing the same clothes as before he went upstairs. The coat was still on, though it seemed a bit wrinkled. Vivian quickly told herself in her mind that it was normal for clothes to have a few wrinkles and didn't mean anything. After reassuring herself, Vivian raised her head and froze after seeing a small wound on Adrian's thin lips. The wound was very faint, and if she hadn't been close and observed carefully, she wouldn't have noticed it at all. Adrian didn't notice her astonishment and casually asked, "Why did you come here?" Vivian recovered herself and awkwardly tugged at her lips. I didn't have a suitable nightgown, so I wanted to come over and borrow one from Eva." "Borrow a nightgown from Eva?" Adrian couldn't help but furrow. "Didn't the servants prepare one for you?" Vivian shook her head. Upon hearing this, Adrian pursed his lips, seemingly displeased. Afraid that he might get angry, Vivian quickly said, "Adrian, don't be angry. I just arrived today, so it's normal for them not to prepare in advance. I'll just borrow from Eva. I'm just not sure if it's convenient for her." Adrian frowned, thinking of someone wreaking havoc in the bathroom. Perhaps she wouldn't be willing, and even if she did lend the clothes, after Vivian left, she might say something sarcastic to provoke him. While pondering, Eva's voice came from behind. "Don't say that, Vivian. It's my pleasure. Come in." Upon hearing this, Adrian instinctively turned his head. Eva was standing there, smiling slightly towards Vivian. She had already tidied up. Her hair was freshly combed, and the clothes that had been wrinkled were now smooth, revealing no signs of anything amiss. But as a woman, how could Vivian not notice that Eva had lipstick on her lips before going upstairs, but now there was no trace of it? And Adrian had a wound on his lips. Vivian had to make an effort to maintain a smile and followed Eva inside. "Follow me." Walking and surveying the area, their bedroom was quite large, and the bathroom was equivalent to an ordinary person's bedroom. Vivian came from a wealthy family, so she didn't find this kind of construction strange. However, when she followed Eva into the walk-in closet that occupied one-third of the bedroom, and saw that the entire closet was filled with luxury brand clothes, bags, and jewelry, she felt a little uncomfortable. Eva stopped in front of a section. "Take a look for yourself. If there's anything suitable, you can take it. You can also take the clothes you want to change into tomorrow morning." Both of them had similar height and weight, so Eva wasn't worried that the clothes won't fit. Only the two of them stood in the spacious walk-in closet. Vivian looked at her but didn't hurry to pick clothes. Seeing that Vivian was staring at her, Eva guessed that she had something to say. Since Vivian didn't speak up, she just waited. Sure enough, a few seconds later, Vivian couldn't hold back and whispered, "Eva, you broke your promise." Hearing this, Eva paused. "When did I break my promise?" Vivian stared at her red lips with unwavering eyes. "Before going upstairs, you applied lipstick." Upon hearing this, Eva finally understood that Vivian meant her lipstick was gone. Indeed, that had happened, and she didn't seem to have any way to deny it. "So, you broke the agreement." "Eva, you're not trustworthy at all." "No." Eva shook her head. "I am trustworthy. If it weren't for Granny, I wouldn't have voluntarily approached him." This statement deeply affected Vivian, and she immediately sneered, "So what you're saying is Adrian approached you voluntarily?" Eva didn't confirm or deny it. "Don't joke around. He couldn't possibly do something like that." She had come back, so how could Adrian still be entangled with Eva? Hearing this, Eva helplessly shrugged her shoulders. "Miss Morrison, if I were untrustworthy, you probably wouldn't have the opportunity to stand here. I don't even need to do anything. I can simply report this to Granny Blackwood." As soon as Granny Blackwood was mentioned, Vivian's face changed. "Why did Granny Blackwood suddenly decide not to have the surgery? Did you say something to her? Everything had been fine before, so why did she suddenly change her mind?" Vivian always suspected that Eva might have disclosed or hinted something to Granny Blackwood. Hearing this, Eva's expression turned cold. "I want Granny to be well more than anyone else." Her serious demeanor left Vivian stunned for a moment. After a moment, she sneered in her heart. What was she pretending for? Did she really care about Granny if it wasn't because of Adrian? Some things need to be broken in order to be rebuilt. Eva didn't like how Vivian always caused trouble for her, so she cut the chase. "If you really don't trust me, then our agreement can be cancelled." "Cancelled? How could that be possible? She shouldn't even think about it." "Eva, don't be angry. I misunderstood earlier, so I was a little anxious. I still trust you a lot, or why would I let you do me a favor? I got a little impatient and said something irrational because I really like Adrian. But don't worry. I'll try not to bring it up again in the future." After finishing her words, Vivian took a few steps forward, as if wanting to hold Eva's hand. Eva took two steps back, avoiding her touch. "What are you doing?" Adrian's cold voice echoed outside the dressing room. Vivian's face changed and she quickly replied, "We were choosing clothes. We'll be out soon." After saying that, Vivian didn't care about maintaining a relationship with Eva anymore. She randomly picked a few items in the dressing room and then opened the door to leave. Once outside, Adrian's gaze fell on Vivian's face. "Did you get it?" Vivian smiled faintly at him. "Yes, I got it. I'll go back to my room now." Adrian nodded solemnly. Due to being in the Blackwood family, they didn't want to cause unnecessary misunderstandings, so Adrian didn't go to see Vivian off. She quickly left. After she walked away, Eva emerged from the dressing room. Adrian pursed his lips, his gaze complex as he stared at her. "What were you both talking about there?" Chapter 67. Upon hearing this, Eva glanced at him. It's none of your business. Just because we were only there for 2 or 3 minutes, you are afraid I would be bullied by her? Eva asked with amusement. Adrian frowned, clearly displeased. That's not what I meant. What did you mean then? Do you expect me to report every conversation I have with other girls? Eva had little patience for him now, and her changing attitude now and before was significant. Apart from the need to put on a show in front of her grandmother, she treated him like a stranger. This did not sit well with Adrian. They used to get along just fine before they had this kind of relationship. Seeing that he remained silent, Eva went to wash. After finishing her morning routine, she went straight to bed to rest, ignoring Adrian as if he didn't exist. Adrian washed up with a black expression and then got into bed, still with a frown. Though they shared the same bed, there was a long pillow placed in the middle like a boundary, keeping them apart like national boundary, each in their own area. Because she hadn't slept well the previous night, Eva fell into a deep sleep almost as soon as her head touched the pillow. After adjusting her mindset, Eva slept peacefully. When she woke up, the spot next to her was empty. Eva glanced at the clock and realized it was already past 8 in the morning. She couldn't help but furrow, realizing she had overslept. She quickly got out of bed, tidied up a bit, and went downstairs. As she went downstairs, she noticed that everyone else was already gathered around the dining table. But as she walked, Eva suddenly halted, seeing Vivian sitting next to Granny Blackwood, attentively taking care of her. Vivian was ingratiating herself with Grandma, paving the way for the future. Though Eva felt uncomfortable in her heart, she resigned herself to the fact that she would eventually divorce Adrian and someone else would replace her as Granny's daughter-in-law. When she approached them, Granny Blackwood was the first to notice her and waved at her. Eva, you're up. Are you hungry? Have some breakfast here. The servant placed the bowl and chopsticks that had been prepared for her in advance. Eva smiled at Granny Blackwood and greeted her. Good morning, Grandma. How did you sleep last night? Hearing this, Granny Blackwood sighed. I think I was too excited when I came back, so I didn't sleep well. Upon hearing this, Eva immediately showed a concerned expression. Then have breakfast first, and later you can take a nap. Don't worry. Granny Blackwood reassured her. I'm fine. I'm feeling energetic now, and if I do get tired, I will rest. Don't worry about me. Just at that moment, the servant brought her breakfast. Seeing this, Granny Blackwood spoke up. Go ahead and eat. Eva could only nodded, okay. Granny Blackwood's attitudes towards Eva and Vivian were totally different, which made Vivian quite uncomfortable. She can only continue to take care of Granny. Grandmother, this is good for your health. Please try some more. All right, thank you, Vivian. Granny Blackwood was very polite to her, although she was also enthusiastic, but it was not as natural and close as talking to Eva. Adrian sat there expressionless. His complexion was not good, and the dark circles around his eyes were more prominent due to lack of sleep for 2 nights. Since Eva appeared, his eyes fixed on her, but she seemed to completely ignore his existence. From the moment she arrived till she sat down, she didn't even look at him. Thinking about this, Adrian became more and more annoyed, pursing his lips. Eva was about to drink milk when a servant brought a bowl of fish head soup. Madam, please drink this in the morning. In the past, it was rare for soup to appear on the breakfast table. It was usually fruit juice or milk, because Eva cared about her figure. So the meals prepared by the chef at home were mostly calculated for calories. But today, when Eva saw the fish head soup, she was not surprised. Granny Blackwood had come back, so the chef should adjust the meals accordingly. But this was probably not intended for her, it should be Granny Blackwood's idea to have a servant bring it for her to drink. Sure enough, in the moment she was stunned, Granny Blackwood smiled and said, "You're too thin. Have some soup to replenish yourself." Evil looked at the bowl of fish soup and nodded. "Thank you, Granny. It's just one time. It's okay to gain some weight. Besides, she's pregnant now and she can't restrain herself like before. It's necessary to eat a little more nutritious food." Thinking of this, Eva picked up the spoon and lowered her head to scoop the fish soup. Just as she was about to bring the soup to her lips, her stomach suddenly churned. Eva's face changed and she didn't have time to react. She dropped the spoon and covered her mouth as she rushed out. This action startled everyone present, but they were stunned in place. Only Adrian reacted the fastest, furrowing and getting up to chase after her. The next to react was Granny Blackwood. "What's wrong? Feeling unwell?" Her voice finally made the other servants react, exclaiming as they followed, while some pushed Granny Blackwood. Only Vivian stood there holding the bowl, her spoon falling into it without her notice, soup splashing out. She had a pale face, like a ghost, with only one thought in her mind. Did Eva just have morning sickness? Definitely, why else would she feel nauseous with the slightest smell of meat? What should she do? No one in the Blackwood family knows about her pregnancy. Eva probably won't tell anyone, otherwise she would have already said something to Granny Blackwood. But Granny Blackwood is a woman. Not only women, but also experienced people, what should they do if she finds out? Thinking about this, Vivian anxiously put down the bowl in her hand and followed after. There is a restroom on the first floor. After Eva rushed in, she leaned over the sink and retched. Although her stomach was churning, she had just woken up and had very little intake yesterday, so she couldn't vomit anything. But once the physiological nausea started, she couldn't stop. In a short while, she broke out in a cold sweat and her face turned pale. In the midst of discomfort, Eva felt a pair of hands covering her back, gently patting her. Eva started to cry as she retched. She finally calmed down. However, the previous bout of retching had drained her of energy. Her limbs felt weak, and she almost stumbled after taking a few steps. A pair of hands quickly caught her waist, lifting her up as she became weak and her face turned pale. Eva's legs were hanging in the air, and instinctively, she curled up into his embrace. Granny Blackwood was also pushed over at this time, looking at Eva with worry in her eyes, "How is she?" Adrian held her in his arms, his expression gloomy, "I'm not sure. But don't worry. I'll take her to the hospital." Vivian happened to run over just in time, and when she heard the word hospital, her face changed. After Adrian walked away quickly, she immediately caught up and said, "I'll go with you." Chapter 68. Who would have thought that because of Eva's nausea, the room was in complete chaos? Eva weakly leaned against Adrian's chest, her mind still a bit hazy. Meanwhile, Vivian, who was with them, suddenly had an idea and proposed, "Adrian, it takes too long to go to the hospital. How about taking her to my friend's clinic instead? I suspect Eva might have eaten something wrong." Though Vivian appeared calm, she was actually in a panic. If Adrian were to take Eva to the hospital at this moment, it would surely expose her true intentions. If they had to get a checkup, it would be better to go to her friend's clinic. There, she would still have a chance to salvage the situation if anything were to happen. At this point, Vivian suddenly remembered the last time Eva had a fever. On the way, she had adamantly refused to go to the hospital. At the time, Vivian thought that Eva was deliberately throwing a tantrum and seeking Adrian's attention and sympathy because of her. Vivian had contemptuously believed that Eva was both needy and manipulative. It wasn't until today that she realized the reason why Eva had refused to go to the hospital or take medication back then. Everything had its reasons. A clinic. Adrian frowned, rejecting Vivian's suggestion. "Let's go to the hospital. It's more formal. It wasn't that Adrian was intentionally targeting Vivian, he just instinctively felt that Eva's condition was so severe that she needed to go to a proper hospital for examination. Little did he know that Vivian's expression worsened upon hearing this. She stared blankly at Adrian's back. Did he think the place she recommended wasn't formal enough? Unfortunately, Adrian had no spare attention to give her at this moment. All of his thoughts and focus were on Eva. Until he heard a weak voice coming from his embrace. Stop. Upon hearing this, Adrian halted his steps and looked down at her. Eva had already recovered to some extent, patting Adrian's hand to signal him to let her go. Adrian frowned and didn't move. Helplessly, Eva had to remind him, "Put me down." Adrian silently held her tighter, "You're not feeling well. You should go to the hospital." "I'm fine now," Eva replied. "Fine? Weren't you just vomiting?" Adrian's words were not polite at all. In short, he wasn't willing to put her down. "That's because I smelled." Eva wanted to say that she wanted to vomit because she smelled something meaty. But when the words reached her lips, she swallowed them back. In Adrian's eyes, she might have already had an abortion at this moment. If she mentioned smelling something meaty and feeling nauseous, it might make him suspicious. Seeing Eva's hesitation, Adrian narrowed his eyes, "What did you smell?" Before Eva could speak, Vivian quickly rushed over and intervened, smoothing things over for Eva. "Perhaps the fish head soup was too fishy. I also felt a bit uncomfortable when I drank it in the morning, but Eva had a stronger reaction. It's probably because she doesn't usually like fish, right?" Eva glanced at her and realized that she was right. Eva indeed didn't like fish. Sure enough, Adrian doubted and gave her a glance. The fish soup was too fishy. He still didn't quite believe it. Even if he thought the fish was too strong, it wouldn't cause nausea like this. But Adrian had known since childhood that she didn't eat fish, so he believed to some extent that she felt sick because of the fish. Vivian, who was sitting next to them, added, "I think it tasted a bit fishy, but people who like it usually don't notice." After saying that, Vivian seemed to think of something and continued, "Just like how Adrian doesn't like sweets. Even if you dislike something, it wouldn't cause nausea like this." Adrian glanced at Eva in his arms and for some reason, he felt like she was hiding something from him. Thinking back to the torn report that the butler mentioned earlier, Adrian's expression darkened a little. But before he could think further, Eva, who was struggling in his arms, interrupted, "Let me down. How many times do you want me to say it?" Adrian narrowed his eyes, "Are you sure you don't want to go to the hospital?" Eva took a deep breath. "I'm not sick. I just don't want to drink fish head soup. Do I really need to go to the hospital for that?" Eva's complexion had improved a lot by now, and her lips had regained some color. She really didn't look like someone who was sick. Only then did he let Eva down. As soon as her feet touched the ground, Vivian approached and held Eva's hand, expressing concern, "Are you all right? If you felt nauseous just now, then you shouldn't drink the fish head soup later. Have something light instead. And you just had a fever recently, so your stomach might not be feeling well. It's better to eat less oily food in the future." Though Vivian seemed worried for her, every sentence was hiding something. Eva looked at Vivian, pondering something for a moment. But soon, she let it go. There was an agreement between the two of them, and Eva had to abide by her part, and Vivian naturally had to keep hers as well. "All right. Then I'll help you back. If you still feel uncomfortable later, I'll accompany you to the hospital for a checkup." "Okay." Afterwards, Vivian supported Eva and they walked back together. Adrian stood in place, watching the two figures leaning on each other, and his doubts grew stronger. When did they become so close? When Adrian hurriedly carried Eva out, Granny Blackwood had initially wanted to follow, but the butler stopped her. "Madam, please don't worry. With Mr. Blackwood here, he will take good care of Mrs. Blackwood. The butler's words calmed down Granny Blackwood. Indeed, with Adrian here, he would definitely take good care of Eva. And Granny Blackwood sitting in a wheelchair would only cause more trouble, and then Adrian would have to pay attention to take care of her as well. Thinking of this, Granny Blackwood decided to stay behind. Granny Blackwood calmed down. Madam, would you like to eat something else? However, Granny Blackwood shook her head. At this moment, her mind was filled with worries, and she had no appetite. She wondered how Adrian usually took care of her. Was he feeling unwell, or was it something else? If she didn't think about it, it would be fine. But once she did, Granny Blackwood's heart burned with urgency, yet she had no solution. Oh, madam, why have you come back? At that moment, the servant suddenly exclaimed. Upon hearing this, Granny Blackwood turned around and saw Vivian assisting Eva as they walked in. The servant understood Granny Blackwood's emotions and quickly pushed her forward. Eva also seemed to understand Granny Blackwood's worries. As soon as she entered the door, she declined Vivian's assistance and walked quickly to Granny Blackwood's side. Granny, did I startle you? Granny Blackwood quickly held her hand, feeling its icy coldness, and immediately shook her head. Why have you come back? Weren't you feeling unwell? Why didn't you go to the hospital to check? I'm not feeling unwell. Eva smiled awkwardly and explained, Granny, I just can't eat fish. The smell makes me a little nauseous. That's all. Nauseous. Even if she doesn't like it, smelling it shouldn't make her nauseous, right? Granny Blackwood's expression became thoughtful. Chapter 69. Yes, Granny. In order not to arouse Granny's suspicion, Eva had to come up with something to say. I never liked fish when I was little. I thought it was something good. But when I tried it once, I ended up throwing up severely. So when I smelled it today, I immediately felt uneasy. Upon hearing this, Granny Blackwood's thoughtful expression disappeared as expected. She threw up after eating it when she was little? It seemed normal to have a trauma from it when she grew up. However, she still worried, are you sure there's nothing wrong? Should we go to the hospital for a checkup? No thanks, Granny. I'm fine now. Do I look like something's wrong with me? Granny Blackwood looked her thoroughly, noticing that she had indeed returned to normal. Eva seemed fine, so Granny couldn't help but reach out and pinch Eva's soft cheek. You naughty girl, why didn't you tell me earlier that you don't like fish? Eva coquettishly murmured, it's something you like to drink, so I wanted to give it a try. Maybe I don't throw up after eating it now that I'm grown up? Who knows? I'm sorry, Granny. I'll make sure to tell you in advance next time if I don't like something, so I won't scare you like I did today. All right, you little troublemaker. Are you hungry? Go eat something. Okay, I want sweet porridge. I'll have the servant make it for you. Okay. Afterwards, Eva got up and prepared to push Granny Blackwood back. Vivian, who was beside her, softly said, Eva, let me help. You vomited earlier, so you probably don't have much strength right now. Eva glanced at her and knew she wanted to impress Granny, so she didn't refuse. While Vivian pushed Granny Blackwood away, Eva was about to follow when she heard a deep voice behind her. You threw up after eating fish when you were little. Only then did Eva realize that Adrian had somehow come up behind her. She turned her head and saw Adrian staring at her sharply, why have I never heard you mention this before? His gaze made Eva feel a bit guilty, so she averted her eyes and didn't look at him. Why would I tell you such embarrassing things? After hearing that, Adrian chuckled, I've seen all your embarrassing things since you were a child. Why do you feel embarrassed now? They had known each other since they were children, and Adrian had even seen her with milk teeth, speaking with a lisp. Not to mention everything else. Eva listened in a daze. Yes, she and Adrian had known each other since they were little, and they were so familiar with each other. She even thought that even if Vivian hadn't saved him, Adrian probably wouldn't have any special feelings for her. Because they were too familiar with each other. He had seen her in all kinds of terrible situations. How could any romantic feelings develop in such circumstances? But even so, Eva remained stubborn, "You haven't seen everything." After saying that, Eva no longer paid him any attention and walked straight ahead. Adrian stood still, watching her figure disappear. After pondering for a moment, he followed along. After that, Eva didn't touch greasy food anymore, trying to eat light, fearing that she would reveal any traces of it. And Adrian noticed that. After breakfast, Eva suggested taking Granny Blackwood out for a walk, and Vivian said she wanted to go as well. So the two of them followed Granny Blackwood out together. Adrian originally wanted to go with them, but a work call stopped him, so he could only tell them not to stay out for too long. The butler immediately offered, "Sir, let me follow them from behind. There shouldn't be any problems, just going for a walk nearby." Adrian nodded. "Take good care of them." Granny Blackwood hadn't left the nursing home for a long time, so being outside, under the sun, felt more comfortable than in the nursing home garden. Looking at the people passing by on the villa district roads, as well as the renovations of the villas, she found it all quite fascinating. Eva followed behind, watching Vivian push Granny Blackwood, smiling and chatting with her, patient and gentle. It must be said that Vivian was very good at playing the gentle and amiable role, and she knew how to cheer Granny Blackwood up. Throughout the morning, Vivian made Granny Blackwood laugh heartily several times. "It's almost 11 o'clock." Granny Blackwood finally felt tired. Seeing this, Vivian whispered, "Granny Blackwood, are you tired? Shall we go back and rest? It's already noon, and if you want to come out and play, I can come to accompany you tomorrow." Granny Blackwood was indeed tired and nodded in response. Then Vivian pushed Granny Blackwood forward, Eva strolled behind, and the butler slowed down his pace as well. "Madam," he called out to Eva. Eva looked at him in confusion. "Jack, what's wrong?" Seeing that she still looked puzzled, Jack couldn't help feeling frustrated, but he lowered his voice and said, "Madam, you should be more proactive." At first, Eva didn't quite understand what the butler meant by being more proactive, but she realized later and smiled faintly. As long as Granny Blackwood is happy. Upon hearing this, Jack frowned in disagreement. "If you accompany Granny Blackwood, she will also be happy, and since you are the daughter-in-law, she will be even happier." Eva looked at Jack with surprise, seeing his indignation and frustration in his eyes. Seeing that she remained calm, Jack continued, "Madam, you can't be so passive." She originally cared about the Blackwood family, and now she's making an effort to please the old lady. "If you continue like this, she'll dash gradually take your position." "Gradually take her position?" Eva mocked herself silently in her heart. The position of the Blackwood family's second wife had never belonged to her, so how could it be said that it would be taken away? According to the agreement of their fake marriage, that position had never belonged to her. However, to outsiders, she was Mrs. Blackwood, but she herself knew very well what she truly was. The butler tried to persuade her a few times, but he found that Eva's expression remained calm, without any ripples caused by his words, nor any anxiety or impatience. Could it be that Mr. and Mrs. are really getting divorced? Jack actually liked Eva very much. She had no airs and treated people sincerely. As for that Vivian, even though she was Mr. Blackwood's benefactor, a benefactor was just a benefactor. How could Mr. Blackwood mix it with emotions? If a life-saving grace was to be related to emotions, then who would dare to help others in the future, and who would dare to be helped easily. Moreover, Jack could also see that Adrian did have feelings for Eva, but it was always hindered by this life-saving grace, making it truly incomprehensible. And then there was Vivian. If she really had intentions towards Mr. Blackwood, then why did she leave 2 years ago? And why did she come back now? He really couldn't understand the young people of today anymore. Chapter 70. After returning and settling Granny Blackwood, Vivian looked at Eva and said, "Thank you." Throughout the journey, she had been looking for opportunities to get close to Granny Blackwood. If Eva had wanted to stop her, she had the chance and ability to do so, but she didn't. "I misunderstood you before. I thought you were not someone who keeps promises. I'm sorry." Granny Blackwood suddenly fainted, and the surgery was postponed. Vivian didn't believe it, when she heard the news at first. Why would someone perfectly fine suddenly faint? In her dark heart, she suspected that Eva might have told the old lady about the pregnancy and her own situation, and then they cooperated to postpone the surgery. That's what she initially thought. Vivian also knew that she was a dark person, but only she knew it. But for now, it seemed that Granny Blackwood knew nothing. And Eva indeed did not stop her from getting close to Granny Blackwood and winning her over. Vivian bet Eva truly remembers favors, and she was right. Eva reluctantly pulled her lips without responding. "I have to go back today, otherwise, staying here all the time will make the old lady suspect something. However, I still want to come tomorrow. Can you invite me?" Upon hearing this, Eva furrowed, "If you want to come, just come by yourself. Why do you need me to invite you? I'm afraid the old lady will misunderstand me if I come on my own. But if you invite me, it's different. The old lady might only think that we are close." Eva compressed her red lips together and looked at Vivian in a fixed manner, without agreeing or refusing. Seeing her expression, Vivian approached a few steps, appearing to have a close relationship with her. She chuckled softly, "What's wrong, Eva? Don't you want Grandma to be sad after you leave? I'm spending more time with her and building a relationship for her sake." A hint of cunning flashed in Vivian's eyes as she whispered, "And as you saw today, Grandma was clearly happy. If she's in a good mood, she can have the surgery earlier. Then you can leave with your precious baby sooner. Don't you want that?" These few days of being together, Vivian could see that Eva genuinely cared about the Blackwood family's old lady. Although she wasn't entirely clear if Eva cared for her or because of Adrian. All she knew was that she was being good to the old lady because of Adrian. Otherwise, she wouldn't waste her time pleasing an old person who was one foot in the grave. Indeed, her words resonated. Though displeased, she quickly said, "Fine, I understand." After speaking, a slightly impatient look appeared on her face. "Is there anything else? If not, I have to go and attend to my duties." Vivian has achieved her goal. Then, Vivian didn't care what expression she had and even smiled at her. "I'm fine here. You can do your thing. Just don't forget to call me tomorrow." Little did she know, Eva didn't even listen to her and walked away without a word. Vivian was left standing in the same spot, her face turning pale and then red, taking a while to regain her composure before leaving as well. After returning to the room, Eva sat down by the bed and felt exhausted. It wasn't too late yet, but she already felt tired, despite wearing sneakers. She didn't think too much about it, as she didn't have time to rest at that moment. Eva grabbed her notebook and made her way to the study. She wanted Jenny to quickly pick things up, even though she was also studying diligently. The common problem with quick learning was encountering various issues, which Eva had to clean up after. Sure enough, after Eva turned on the computer and contacted Jenny, she immediately started panicking and crying on the other end. "Eva, you finally came. If you didn't come, I might have made a fatal mistake. Eva. Why is the work so difficult? I feel like I used to be so happy after these days learning. Also, Eva, what kind of life did you have before? Just thinking about it is terrifying enough. After listening to her rambling, Eva finally interrupted her. All right, don't panic. Deal with the problems one by one. You'll always have to face them. If Jenny made a mistake now, she still had her to rely on, but if she made a mistake in the future, she'd probably be reprimanded. Adrian was not a gentle boss. When he brought her to the company to learn, he was particularly strict, strict to the point where Eva, who grew up with him, felt like he had transformed into a different person. In many instances where she made mistakes, he showed no mercy, even bluntly pointing them out in front of their subordinates, completely disregarding her dignity. At first, Eva would get angry and upset, probably because she had a hidden affection for him, so being reprimanded by him made her feel ashamed. So she would argue with him, but she didn't expect Adrian to furrow and say, "You get upset just from a few reprimands? What do you plan to learn in the future? Or is it that you'll only cry when faced with problems?" Eva was infuriated at the time, wiping away her tears and gritting her teeth. She said, "I'll definitely do better next time." Afterwards, she did indeed do better each time. He remained strict, strict to the point where he couldn't find any faults with her anymore. Not only did she become an outstanding secretary, she even learned various negotiation tactics and strategies in the business world. Now looking back, Eva actually felt grateful to Adrian. After all, he gave her a platform and opportunity. Even if she left the Blackwood family business and left him, she wouldn't have problems starting her own business with her wealth. "Eva." The voice in her earpiece snapped Eva back to reality. She didn't think too much and immersed herself in her work. After about 15 minutes, Eva finished handling Jenny's problems and let her continue on her own. After sending Jenny away, Eva had originally planned to continue working. After staring at the computer for a few seconds, she couldn't help but yawn repeatedly. She covered her mouth while yawning, and even tears of fatigue welled up in the corners of her eyes. She had slept reasonably well last night, so why was she suddenly so drowsy? Thinking about it, Eva couldn't resist reaching out to touch her belly, a doting smile forming on her lips. "Baby, are you tired? Mom hasn't walked far at all, and you're already this exhausted?" To make matters worse, she actually felt hungry, a clear increase in appetite compared to before. It makes sense, though. In the past, she only had to sustain herself, but now she had to support the baby as well. "All right, let's skip work for today for the baby. Let's go eat something and then rest." After saying that, Eva closed her laptop and prepared to get up and leave. Suddenly, the balcony glass of the study was pushed open, and a tall figure walked in. The person had handsome brows and eyes, and their ink-colored irises were as deep as the sea. He walked towards her with straight legs. The moment she saw him, Eva's mind went blank.